of the album that it's taken from. It's now 26 minutes before 10 o'clock here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting from Pittsburgh. Our studios are located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, and we're happy today to have an early start to our Youth Expression Showcase. So we have a lot of people performing today, but we've done some work in Pittsburgh, Brashear, with Joel Graham as one of the teachers we've worked with there. We've also had a chance to visit the school many times, and it's an exciting day today because we have members of the choir here from Pittsburgh Brashear High School, and they've been working with a gentleman by the name of Gareth Malone, who is concertmaster for BBC2's series The Choir, and the series has been on BBC Two for some time, and it features choirs like the one you're about to hear, and will be picked up in the U.S. So without any further ado, it's my great pleasure to introduce students from Pittsburgh Brashear, led by concertmaster Gareth Malone. It's a pleasure now. You're going to get to meet Gareth Malone first, who is from the Beeb and one of my favorite places, actually, for broadcast news and entertainment, BBC Two, and the show The Choir. Tell me how the show came about. This is Gareth Malone.
It was just one of those crazy ideas that somebody had. You know, why not send in an unlikely person like me into a school? And I spent months working in a school in England creating a choir. Sent them to a big competition in China, and it was a little program we didn't think would go very far, but it suddenly took off in the UK, and now we're on about 7 series. I started it in 2005, and now it's 2012, and I feel like an old man. I've been doing it a long time.
Well, And did you sing when you were young?
I've always been a singer. My family sing. I love to sing. You know, when I sing when I'm happy, I sing when I'm unhappy. I live and breathe it. And I wake up with a tune in my head in the morning, and I can't wait to get to work and do music. I'm really, really lucky. And I love making music, particularly with people who've never done it before. It's a real pleasure for me to see that kind of light go on in people's eyes when they get excited about music for the first time.
Now, as I understand it, there are about 8 groups that are going to be part of the spring show. You've gone to 8 different cities, and Pittsburgh is one of them. Why Pittsburgh?
Why not Pittsburgh? Yeah, it's a great place, and now that you've got rid of the smog from the 1930s, the air is clear, and we can all breathe, and we can all sing with a healthy set of lungs. Yeah, it's good. It's great to be here. You know, it's great to give these guys who perhaps haven't had the chance or haven't thought about singing in a choir before the chance to try something, to discover their inner performer. And a few of them, I think, have surprised themselves with just how fun it's been. Well, at least I hope. I'm speaking for them. I hope they're enjoying it.
Well, we're going to hear from them in just a moment, too. If you're just joining us, the choir is a UK-based series on BBC Two, which is going to have an episode coming up this spring on the USA Network in the spring of 2013. And Pittsburgh Brashear students will be featured. And we have 10 of them here with us today who you're going to meet in just a moment. Now, one thing I think I heard you say, Gareth, is that the groups performing are comprised of students who were not already participating actively in group singing?
I think that's fair to say. We've certainly, you know, and I'm sure you could tell, there are several confident singers in there who would have been participating in school music. But the whole point of the entire season is that you know, anyone can be in a choir. Anyone has a voice. And my job is to try and get them up to be ready to perform. In a very short space of time. So I arrived at Brashear on Monday, and we're performing this Sunday. So it's very high octane, very
wow.
Very exciting. Yeah, it's good, but what's great about that is everyone gets kind of hooked in and excited about it. It's a lot of pressure on me, it's a lot of pressure on them. It's a big responsibility. They are effectively the voice of their school to the whole of the US, which is going to, you know, it's a lot of responsibility to put on young shoulders, but they're doing really well. They're stepping up. They're rehearsing hard. We've got one rehearsal this afternoon, and then it's showtime tomorrow.
Well, you're not just the voice of the school. You're the voice of Pittsburgh and this whole region. Let's meet all of you right now, and I'm going to start with the two of you, and we'll make sure everybody gets a chance to talk. And I'm going to start with you. Can you tell me your name, please?
My name is Anastasia Peterson.
And how old are you?
I'm 16.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Belsuver.
And would you like any shout-outs to anybody who might be listening?
This is going to be a long list.
It's not going to be a long list. I want to give a shout-out to my mom and my dad and all my sisters and my brothers. There's too many to name.
Well, you can name them if you want.
Okay, you want to go down the list?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. There's 8 of us.
There's 8.
There's 8 of us, okay. So I'm going to start. So
does anybody else have that many siblings?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say we could have a face-off, see who can list them quicker. But
okay, there's Richie, Jacob, Ryan, Ariel, Joey, Elijah, Chantel, and me.
There you go. You did very well. So, do you have any plans for after high school?
I would like to go study at Temple University and major in child psychology.
Excellent. How come?
I don't know. I like working with kids, and I would like to fix their problems before they got too bad. So it's like just get them while they're young and fix it from there.
That's the way to do it. Congratulations. What's your name?
I'm Laura James.
And tell me about yourself.
I'm 17. I'm a senior. I play football. Not a singer, but now I am.
That's right.
And what position do you play?
I'm running back and linebacker.
So this is something probably 6 months ago, would you have had any idea that you would be doing something like this?
No,
how did you get roped
all.
Into this?
Actually, Gareth came up to us, and he put on a confidence display of wanting to get us. So, I mean, we challenged him to a game of basketball, so he played us in basketball, we come to sing.
I was appalling. Okay. I mean, I don't want you to have any illusions. I wasn't good.
Yeah.
I'm 37 now, and these guys are 18, and they're jumping about 20 foot high. But I gave it a go, and that's kind of part of the point. Lord's really thrown himself into something he's never done before.
So can you give me a sense of how this has transformed you as a person?
Well, I want to speak for all of us, not just me as a person. I can tell because we have a mixture of two schools now. And through the choir, it's brought us together. We learned to put our differences aside and come together as a team, a family, and not just labeled as two different schools.
That's a really good point, mm-hmm. because you've got Perry or Langley coming into the school. And so this has been a way to combine the populations in a healthy way, so to speak. That's really good. Shout out to anybody?
I want to shout out to my mom, my dad, my grandma, and give a shout out to my brothers and sisters. There's Dante, George. I don't have a lot. There's Dante, George, Asia, my little sister Anna, and my brother, my other brother. He made sure I gave him a shout out. Shout out to my brother Juice. And that's it.
Excellent. By the way, if you're listening, you can send us a message using instant input. Go to slbradio.org, and we'll pass it along to the kids. So if you want to say hello to any of them, let's say hello to you next. Can we do that? What's your name?
My name is Chelsea Goday.
Hi, Chelsea. And how old are you? What grade are you
in? I'm 17, and I'm in 11th grade.
And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Sheridan.
And I meant to ask you your neighborhood. What is it?
I live in the Hill District.
In the Hill? Great. Where do you go to school? Prior to Brashear, did you go to a school?
No, I went to school way out in Mount Oliver. I went to Philip Murray.
Okay, because we've done a lot of work in schools in the Hill, like at Pittsburgh, Miller, and Weill. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I originally went to Langley, so this is my first year at Brashear.
So has this helped with the transition of you? Do you think made friendships quicker? I mean, it's been a really fast experience, but I'll bet you have bonds with some people here that are stronger than the bonds with people you met a few months ago, I would guess.
Yeah, because, like, I think the experience in general just brought us all together, and, like, we could put aside our differences for something that, like, we wouldn't even expect, because a lot of us aren't singers. Like, I'm a cheerleader, and, like, I'm not into drama at all, so it was something that was really different for me.
Have you thought about what you'd like to do after school?
I want to go to Pitt, but I'm not sure what for yet as a major.
Yeah, that's a good school to pick for that, because they have fine programs all over. Who would you like to give a shout out to?
I want to say hi to my mom and my sister and all my nieces, because I know they're listening right now. So.
Excellent. It was nice of you not to name all the nieces.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Let's say hello to you, and I'll ask if you can just pivot that green mic a little bit towards you. And what's your name?
My name is Marquita Milner.
Hi.
Hi.
And how old are you?
I'm 18.
And you're a senior?
Yes.
And where do you live?
I live in Sheridan.
Nice to have you here. And
it's nice to be here.
Before I forget, oh, you were here before. What brought you here? Do you remember? You mentioned you were in the studios before.
When I was a kid, I came here. My mom, worked at Martin Luther King for, like, mm-hmm. the younger kids. And, like, we used to come over here, like, as field trips. And, like, I remember the little exhibit out there for Mr. Rogers and stuff. And I was all like, oh, I missed this little exhibit. It was fun. I just wish the puppets was out.
Well, we'll have you make some puppets later. You want to say hello to anybody?
My mom and my two sisters, Chanel and Charlita, and my little nieces and nephews.
Excellent. Yes. And any observations about what's happened under Gareth Malone's leadership and with your nine peers?
I met a lot of, like, certain people. I mean, I knew everybody in this room that's here with us today, except for Gareth, because I just met him. And he is something else. You're a sweetheart. Like, you're just so kind and stuff. Like, and
something else is a good thing, Gareth.
Yeah. And, like Lord and Chelsea said, like, I feel like we all came together and stuff, because, like, before the choir, like, people was, like, excluding us, like Langley and Brashear and stuff, and, like, they wasn't giving Langley a fair chance of, like, getting to be known to their school. And, like, now we're, like, we all come together and we're all friends, and
That's
and
great.
And nice things.
That's a good way to put it. Thank you very much.
You're
Anything
welcome.
Else you wanted to say?
Not
what are you going to do after school? After graduation?
I'm going to cosmetology school.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. And let's meet the person who has the good fortune of sitting right next to Gareth. Yes, the green mic is just fine. And tell us your name.
Hi, my name's Reagan Deary, and I'm from Brashear High School, but originally from Langley.
Ah, so you're another quote-unquote transplant, so to speak. and tell me about your experience.
My experience with Gareth was very lovely. I invited him here to Bashir.
Not to single you out, but are you the one that actually submitted the auditions and come to Bashir and do the voice or the choir?
Yes, I did, because I was talking to the producer, and she said, is there any problems at your school? And I said, I just transitioned here from Langley, and I feel singled out because I'm a Langley kid.
So you contacted the choir thinking that Gareth Malone coming here and spending a week could have significant impact, and they said yes.
I believe it did have a very large, significant impact on our school, and I feel like in this room together, we're all a big family.
Can you tell me three things that you hope other kids in your school that didn't participate in this will take away from the experience you just had?
I think that the Bashir kids, after maybe listening to this station, they'll understand that Langley kids aren't so bad and we're just like them, and that we can all be one big family. If we can do this, then they can certainly do this.
We're really hoping that this is an example to everyone and inspires other kids in the school to get on better. You know, it's never been more important that kids get on in high school and feel supported and welcomed. And I'm glad to hear her say that she's feeling, you know, a bit more bonded in with everyone.
Yeah, and it's not just kids, right? It's adults, it's people of all ages that need to understand one another better. And what a difference a week makes. You know, imagine spending, a month or even longer.
I think that's the magic of singing. You know, it has this amazing ability to make you just feel, you know, these guys have just stood next to each other and sung on radio. And when you've done that, you've been through something together. You've been through an experience. And it really, singing does that like nothing else.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to shout out to my wonderful grandfather that brought me here and raised me. And I would also like to shout out to my boyfriend, Doug, who's at home listening right now.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Doug. And what are your plans for after school?
After I graduate, I plan on going to nursing school because I feel like I can save people's lives by doing what I do.
Terrific. And what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Sheridan like the rest of these guys.
Ah, very good. It's always good. Gareth may not know we're a city of neighborhoods, so...
To be honest, I can't tell the difference between them. You know, I don't know whether they're Langley or Bashir to look at them, but... they tell me quickly.
It's not just Langley and Bashir, but our county has over 80, our city itself has over 80 distinct neighborhoods. So when you ask people what neighborhood they're from, you know, every neighborhood has a different characteristic and, a different vibe to it. So we're very proud of what neighborhood we're
very
from.
Very similar to typically. London, actually.
Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pittsburgh and London have got more in common than I was expecting. You know, very sort of historic buildings, the downtown area, all these different neighborhoods.
Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
This is my first time. I've been to Pennsylvania before, but never this far west.
Well, that's good. And your impressions sound like they've been good so far. Have they?
Yeah, they have. You know, on the first day I got on your funicular railway that goes up the side of the hill.
He means the incline.
The incline, yes. Sorry, a very European word. Got that amazing view. In fact, I mean, the best moment for me about Pittsburgh is coming through that tunnel. Is it the 357? You come through the tunnel and then you just get this wow view.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that. It was like being in one of those shots in Batman.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
We're the only city with a grand entrance like that. So there's still five more kids to say hello to. So I'm going to just ask you five to trade places with the five behind you. And if you're just joining us, it's a real privilege for us. Pittsburgh Bashir has had 10 students working with Gareth Malone, who is in from London with BBC2. And this has actually been something we haven't been able to talk about because there's a lot of secrecy to all this, but it can now be revealed that these kids who will be performing tomorrow night at Pittsburgh Bashir at 8 o'clock for a concert that is, the time is 7.
People need to be there for 6 o'clock to sign in. The performance will be at 7.
Performance is at 7. Good point. I'm glad that we were able to clarify that. 7 o'clock tomorrow. And then Gareth, for 7 years now, has hosted a series called The Choir on BBC2, and it's going to air on USA this spring. So if you go tomorrow night, you'll have a chance to be part of a televised program. And also, you'll have a chance to show how much Pittsburgh cares about its kids, as do we. Of course, we're part of Pittsburgh, and you're part of Pittsburgh, and what's your name?
My name is Damon Burns.
And I have to, you're great hair.
Thank you.
It's radio, but you're wearing this wonderful curly red. I mean, and when I say red, I mean Santa Claus red hair.
If you turn the lights out, you'd still see. Yeah.
Tell me about yourself, please.
I'm 16. I'm a junior at Brashear. And when I graduate, I want to major in journalism.
Excellent. You know, we do a lot here with respect to that. So don't ever hesitate to call or send us an email, because we have programs that you could get involved in doing those sorts of things. What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Oliver.
And would you like to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my mom and my little brothers and my Nana.
Excellent. We're going to say hello to you next, not just because you have the Gareth bow tie on, but and then we'll catch you in the middle. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jordan Maven. I'm a junior. Brashear, I'm 16.
Excellent. And you've got just the most natural smile on your face right now.
Thank you.
What has this experience been like for you?
It's been crazy, honestly. Like the first day on Monday they came in, I just walk in the building. It's just like lights, this, that, craziness. But, you know, more importantly, it's just it brought us together. Like, I know everyone in this room, like, on a personal basis now. Before, I just see them, like, high by, not even sometimes high by in the hallway, just, okay, like, there she goes. But, yeah, like, I think we became more of, like, a family. Like, we're united now. So.
And has it changed you and your outlook in any way?
Yeah, you know, before I just thought, like, Langley, like the Langley kids were so loud and this and that, but we all sat down this one day and talked about it, and I started to realize it's not just Langley who's loud, like Brashear is loud too, like we're just as loud, if not like louder. So it's just like we're all high school students, we all act the same way, we all do this the same way, that the same way. So it just made me realize like we're the same, like we don't need to be different. So
there's a real story here adapting or bringing, I should say, the choir to your school in particular. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
I just want to say hi to my parents, my grandparents, everyone who's listening. I just want to thank Gareth for coming and thank everyone in this room.
Great. And your hometown or home neighborhood, and what you want to do after school?
I'm from Stanton Heights by the zoo, as people know it. But I want to get into the medical field. I'd like to go to UPenn after high school. So, do a little bit of physical therapy. So.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we're going to go to you next. Oh, that's good. What's your name?
My name is Jameson Somerville.
Hey, Jameson. And
how you doing?
Your age and grade and home neighborhood and shout-outs.
I'm 17 years old. I'm a senior at Brashear. I'm from the Hill District. I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my brother Keith, my sisters, Jay, Jamaica, Jasmine, Jewel, Justice, and all my nieces and nephews.
And your name is Jameson?
Yeah.
So you're all Jays. All your siblings and you are your parents.
It's a little pattern we got.
Yes, I see that going. Anyway, if you have kids, there'll be Ks and then Ls and then Rs. So what's this been like for you?
It's been real fun. I mean, I feel like it brought us all together. Because, like, before this, I had the attitude, like, Langley was coming into our school, was coming into math school. But now I feel like it's our school, something that we share. Like, we got a bond now.
Fantastic. And I hope, do you think a lot of kids from school are going to come to the show?
I've been inviting everybody. So I'm the man around the school, so they better come.
Because that could be a nice unity, a display of unity for the school to really fill the auditorium like that. So what do you want to do after high school?
I want to go to Cheney for sports journalism.
Excellent. Excellent. Are you promise ready? You think?
Let's say year for radio.
The Pittsburgh Promise is if you are able, and it came in later in your school career, but if you go to a Pittsburgh public school and meet certain standards throughout, you receive a scholarship to go to college. You receive, no matter where you go, Cheney State's a great place. Are you starting to make applications?
Yeah, I just recently took my SAT, so I'm waiting to get my score back, and I'll really start pushing on my application then.
Good luck. I hope it works
Thank
out
you.
Well. Gareth, it's great to see how impactful you've been with all the kids you're working with. It's got to make you really proud.
It's fantastic. It's great to hear. I mean, I've not had a chance to talk to them about it because we've been so busy getting ready for the concert. But yeah, I've made them think about it. I've made them address the issue. You know, and you need to sit down. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm a mediator rather than a choir master. But it's very, very important that people feel that they're part of something bigger. And the you know, it's difficult to then, if you've signed up to something like the idea of Langley School, it's very hard to let that go. And I know a lot of them have been sort of clinging on to the idea that they're still Langley students, but they have to look forward.
Well, a sense of belonging is one of the basic needs that of the human condition that just about everybody has. And getting this sense of belonging from what you've done in the past week is really something. And this is all very new to me to understand. I really thought you were all choir students, already singing in the choir, and got involved. And here we are. You know, we're going to have a couple groups coming up from Pittsburgh Music Academy and also from we're going to have a chance to meet them and have them sing and be with us today, but they're a little different. You know, this is something they do every day and is a big part of their life. None of the kids here have said, I'm going to study the performing arts. They're all involved. At least nobody so far has said that. So let's meet the two remaining that we haven't talked to. Let's start with you. What's your name?
I'm Caitlin Schmidt.
Hey, Caitlin. And tell me about yourself.
I'm 18 years old, and I'm a senior at Brashear.
And neighborhood?
Brookline.
What are you going to do next?
Well, actually, after high school, I'd love to actually major in musical theater.
See, I knew, as soon as I said that, yeah.
I had to laugh at that.
Have you started applying yet, yeah. Or and where would you like to go?
I'd like to go to Pitt, which also it lets me take classes at Carnegie Mellon.
Pitt has a great musical theater department, mm-hmm. and a lot of people aren't aware of that. They also have a great youth theater. But actually, in Pittsburgh, we have Carnegie Mellon, we have Pitt, and we have Point Park. And there are more Pittsburgh people on Broadway than probably most other cities in the country, if not any other city mm-hmm. in the country, because of that. Shout-outs to anybody? All your people that come to your performances?
And oh, you mean my mom and dad? My mom and dad, my boyfriend's over there, so my little brother Kenny and both my grandmothers.
Excellent. Nice to talk to you, and thank you. And then finally, we have you to say hello to. What's your name?
My name is Raheem Porter.
Hey, Raheem. And
I am 19 years old. I go to Brashear. I'm a senior.
And where do you grow up or neighborhood you live in?
I live in Belsouver.
Excellent. And can you tell us just a little bit about the experience as we get ready to close, how it's been? I mean, how are you different than you were 10 days ago?
Well, it's a new experience for me. It's a new experience for everybody, possibly. The rapping part, it made me start rapping more. Me and Lord was the little rappers. And I feel as though that it could be an opportunity for me and everybody in here.
Yeah, it really, it's something new, a new experience that I've never sung in a choir on stage ever.
It's never too late.
Yeah, I've never done that. I would probably be very nervous doing that, so it's good. You want to say hello to anybody at all? Who might be tuned in?
My mom, my little brother Michael, and my baby brother Jordan. Hey, Michael Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. He could be in his family with a name like that. Excellent.
And I would like to give a shout out to Jareth because I'm going to say Jareth. Gareth. Because I appreciate him for real because this is I like this experience too. It's something.
Yeah, we should keep him here in the U.S. for a while.
Well, I you know, I have a home and I have a family at home. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife and my daughter. who I'm missing quite a lot. But I feel like, you know, it's what better way to spend a week than with some fantastic kids. You know, they've got so much energy, they've got so much life, and you know, they're actually making me feel young. You know, it's really great, and it's wonderful to see the impact that music is having on them. And I am super excited about the performance, and I just hope that lots and lots of people are going to come because it can't happen without an audience. As much as it can't happen without these guys being in the choir, I can't do this on my own. And I'd like to thank thank them all for their effort because it's been hard work this week.
Yeah, they call it in concert because you are in concert with the people that are performing as the concert takes place. And it's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Pittsburgh Brashear. Does anybody here have anything they really meant to say that they forgot to say?
Yes. Me and Lord wrote a rap.
What, you guys did the rap, you and Lord?
We wrote something.
Oh,
we wrote
something. Oh, you've got a rap.
A little rap.
Oh,
wait, can I say something?
Oh, of course. Okay.
Okay.
You need to get to the microphone or it'll be like the tree falling in a forest.
Okay, I want to say bye to my mom because she texted me because she didn't hear me. I want to say hi to my neighbors, Sarah, Byron, and Mariel. Hey, guys, see you when I get home.
Excellent. And by the way, this will be on our website so you can listen back to it.
I'd like to say hello to my mom and dad as well in England. I'll get them to listen.
Hello. Did anybody else miss anything? Come on forward. You can just jump into Garrett's mic there.
Hello. I missed my grandma's birthday, so I wanted to say happy birthday, Granny!
Happy birthday, Granny. That mic will never be the same. Okay, so you got a rap you guys wrote. So this is
Lord Raheem.
Yeah. Okay.
Raps never before heard.
Raps never before heard. And this is our big closing number.
I made this morning.
Okay, so you've just made this today. Okay, I'm all set.
Okay. All right. Goals is where it's at, if you know what I mean. Like walking across the stage, yeah, that's the main thing. Make it to the league, man, that's a big dream. If you never give up, you could do anything. Garrett walked up and asked us to sing. Me and Lord, like it was a bad thing. Lord said, hey, bro, man, we always a team. I said, we'll do it because it's a once for everything.
All right. Okay.
This is mine. Here's a little something, in case you haven't heard. Yep. It's about the choir. Spread the word. Yep. Me, Raheem, a few other guys. At first it was corny, now we like bow ties. Yep. Through all the diversity, we came as one. We're just high school kids, trying to have fun. Yep. Don't sit back, don't be lazy. We need the support. Don't be shady. No. Now we're all singing. Yeah. Now we got the honeys. Right. It wasn't just us, big ups to G-Money.
That's the first. Congratulations to all of you. And I really am appreciative of your being here.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. And watch for the choir on USA Network this coming spring. And you guys represent all of Pittsburgh and all of us to the whole world. Congratulations.